So he gave me a story. His top floor is leaking, and he really should put a second floor on because they have trouble there. So I said, all right, I'll help you out. Gave him $300. That was like $300. Well, my father said, treat him right, and I had the money. So I gave him $300. With the others, I gave $5, $10 at the most, as far as I remember. And that whole lineup, each one got something, including the man who wouldn't allow his picture to be taken. So gave him the $300, and then I ready to depart. So, all right, so that's finished. He had his $300, and I was slated for France, and then England, and then home. So while I was there, one girl, she was going to get married, and she said, that's a good reason for giving her more. I said, all right, you're getting married, and I was sorry for her. I said, I'll give you $25. Oh, no, she says, $25, you can't get married on $25. She kept at me, until I had to leave Gunyan's. And from Gunyan's, I had to take a four, one of these taxi, not a cab, but a little rig and a horse, polycolor, I think it's called. And he was arranging to take me to Galveston, where I can get the train, wherever I had to go. And she was pestering me the day before, and that day I said, take the 25 because I haven't got more. She won't get married unless she gets 50. So when I took the little, what do you call them, the little taxi or whatever it was, horse and carriage, she was there. She wanted to show she's the good sport. She'll say goodbye, and I was the dog. So just as soon as I get in the taxi, I said, you can still have the $25. No, 50 or nothing. So what did she do? She knew her business. So as soon as the taxi, that's like a misnomer. So as soon as the taxi left, she says, well, I'll go along. I want to be with you until you get, she wants to be with me. She's doing all the favors. So we got to Bialystok, and I must have had tickets. She was following me. And we got to the railroad station. I was ready to go. And then we heard the train whistle making a curve around someplace. She saw it'd be too late because once she says, all right, now I'll take the 25. Well, you had to be sorry for them because everybody was poor, but so poor. Whether she got married or not, I don't know, but that was a good excuse. And then there's a sequel to the story where I gave the fellow the $300. Then I went to France and England quick, and then I came back. So when I came back, my father said he got a letter from this fellow, the one, the redhead, whom I gave $300 to. And he says, I ruined him in the letter. I ruined him, I gave him $300. He said he got the structure built, the second floor that he needed, but there was no money left out of the $300 to put the roof on. And now it's worse than ever. Before, I mean, he leaked in. Now, so what are you going to do? In America, we send him a few dollars to put a roof on. So that was the end of that. But my father said, ruined. He said, you ruined.